It's Throwback Thursday, and sometimes you just want to find, because you know the most important thing in all of our lives when we were younger was TV, and you just want to find the people who were the most hardcore TV heads who can still remember all of the iconic TV shows, maybe even still watch all of the iconic TV shows. And so what we're going to do now is the Ultimate Animated Kids Show Challenge. And it is very hard. I am nervous. Nick, the producer, has put together something epic. It's a sweep of all of these different intros of all of these different iconic shows. And I think someone in South Africa will be able to get all eight, but I don't think any of us will. Did any of you watch lots of TV shows when you were kids? Like, Madly, did you watch a lot?
I did. My favorite was definitely Anna Montana, so I'm hoping that is on that is on the list. But otherwise, okay. I don't know how I feel. I feel quite confident.
You do.
But okay. I'm also not sure.
Okay.
Maybe there's a few,
So were you like a Cartoon Network kid or a Disney Channel kid or maybe like a dub kid on SABC? Where were you?
Okay, so definitely dub on SABC 2,
sure.
Because for a long time we didn't have cable, DSTV,
yeah.
Those things. So Takalani Sesame and dub on SABC 2.
Nice.
And then when we finally got other channels as well, I watched the Disney Channel and Cartoon Network. Those were my
favorites. So give us a little taste of how Hannah Montana's intro song goes so you can prove that you're a fan.
No. No, Dad. It's too early in the morning to even attempt that.
But Madly, we want the best of both worlds. We want great traffic.
I don't want to spoil the clip.
You get the best of both worlds.
No, Matty, maybe that's in the compilation. We can't spoil it.
No, it's fine. We want to hear Madly sing. Okay, so Matty, did you watch a lot of TV as a child?
I wouldn't say a lot, but yeah, there were, I had like certain favorite shows. I think I need to agree with Marty on this one. I was a huge Hannah Montana fan.
Interesting.
I really believe that whole wig situation, that she was a totally different person. As soon as she
amazing.
Took off the wig, it was the best thing ever. Yeah.
Because
and SpongeBob.
Yes, but we know about your SpongeBob thing.
Yeah.
We know about your SpongeBob thing. It is so ridiculous how we all believe that a wig that made her look no different at all in any other part of her would deceive the world. But apparently that's what we all believed. And then, Holly, were you a TV head or not really?
So I'm going to be on a learning curve. I'm hoping with some of the listeners as well, because I never watched a lot of TV, you know, growing up. It's all my mom's fault, guys. I was never allowed to watch anything but the news and a show called Third Degree, hosted by Deborah Patta. Yeah.
Third Degree? From how young?
Like 13.
Oh,
yes.
My word.
Yeah.
Holly, this explains so much.
So yes, I'm gonna be on a learning curve. I'm excited, guys.
So I was allowed no TV except for Seven Delan and Sport until I was 13. Seven Delan to allegedly improve my Afrikaans, but then I just learned how to speak Afrikaans and English at the same time, because that's what Seven Delan teaches you how to do. It's like half of the sentence is in English and then the rest is in Afrikaans, and then a lot of sports. So I don't know how well I'm gonna do, but if you can even get 4 out of these 8, we're looking for somebody who can get all 8. Listen very closely, get on the WhatsApp line. We're looking for the first person to get all 8. But if you even think you can get 4 or 5, I suspect that'll be a good start. Okay, without